May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, welcome to everyone on this Homecoming Sunday, and particularly to those of you who have joined us in the past year. It's wonderful every year that we take this weekend and we celebrate all the people who have become part of our congregation over the past year. And we had a wonderful spaghetti supper with a full parish hall last night. Many of you were here, many of you worked on that. It was a wonderful, wonderful celebration. We are blessed by all the people who have come to us, who God has sent to us this past year. I think it's fitting as we celebrate the gifts of this particular community of faith today that we have Paul's words about the church as the body of Christ. The church as the body of Christ, where everyone, no matter their age or their circumstances or their particular talents, everyone has a gift to contribute to God's work in the world. Up to this point in the letter to the Romans, Paul has written 11 chapters. And we've heard a lot of it over the past 3 months, I think. We've heard it as our epistle lesson, laying out the case for us, showing us how God's grace and salvation are within the reach of everyone because of Jesus Christ. 11 chapters of eloquent writing up to this point, and now he is giving us the so what. So this is how it is with humans and God. 11 chapters. Now Paul says, so this is what you need to do. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God. God has done all of this for us in Jesus Christ, says Paul. Therefore, the only reasonable response is this: present your whole self as a living sacrifice to God. Do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed. This requires a little bit of unpacking. First of all, what does Paul mean for us to say that we are to be a living sacrifice? That's a very unusual term. And it may be a bit easier to get into that if we look at the other part of the passage first. Do not be conformed to this world. From the beginning of the church, Christians have been called to be in the world, but not of it. Now, that does not mean that we do not care for creation. Sometimes it's interpreted that way, or that this world doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that at all. The creation is sacred, and that is our duty as Christians to take care of it. What it does mean, in the world but not of it, what that means is that the church from the beginning has been called to be a countercultural community, to stand against the world in a sense, because our priorities are radically different. We can live this out when we are at our best as a community of faith by being a place where every person, regardless of status or situation, is honored. We can live this out by being a place where everyone's gifts are welcomed and used for the good of the world. Baptism, which is a radical sacrament of equality, means that everyone is of equal worth in God's eyes. Rich and poor, young and old, healthy and infirm, people of all skin colors, sexual orientations, ethnic backgrounds, political affiliations, all of us come to the table as equals in God's eyes. Do not be conformed to this world, Paul tells us, which separates and divides us. We can live this out by caring for the creation as good stewards, taking into account the effect on the creation of everything that we do, as individuals, as a parish. Do not be conformed to this world, Paul tells us, which sees the creation as something to be used and abused. In other words, Paul says, do not live your lives in bondage to money, power, status, or anything of human making. Do not let these things be at the top of your priorities, because then there is not room for the things of God, the things of the Spirit. Do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed. We can be transformed by the grace of God when we work with God and allow God to work within us. We can be transformed by faithful worship in the community of faith, by giving ourselves to God's care, by trusting in God's faithfulness and love. We can be transformed by our regular participation in the mystery of the Eucharist, by the receiving of the bread and wine, by coming to the table for the body and blood of Christ week after week. Thomas Merton puts it this way: our vocation is not simply to be, but to work together with God in the creation of our own life, our own identity, to work out our own identity in God, which the Bible calls working out salvation, is a labor which requires sacrifice, there's that word, and anguish, risk, and many tears. We can be transformed by doing our own inner work with God's help, whether this happens in the form of self-reflection, prayer, spiritual direction, therapy, AA groups, spiritual book study groups, or the Journey to Adulthood program for our youth. We can be transformed by working for the good of others in our community, by giving of ourselves for the good of the world, by caring for God's creation. There is a saying that is attributed to Saint Ignatius of Loyola: work as if everything depended upon you. Pray as if everything depended upon God. We need both. We cannot do it by ourselves, no matter how hard we try. We also cannot only leave it to prayer with no action. Work as if everything depended upon you. Pray as if everything depended upon God. It is only by working in partnership with God that we can become what God dreams for us to be, as individuals, as a congregation, and as a world. Do not be conformed to this world, Paul says, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God. So after having explored this non-conformity and transformation, we can go back to the first question. What does it mean for us to present our whole selves to God as a living sacrifice? The life of discipleship requires sacrifice. The life of discipleship requires a daily conversion, a daily dying and rising with Christ. When in our daily life we put God first and everything else afterwards, we are making a sacrifice. Whether it is financial, or one of status, or time, or material goods, the world will call us foolish when we do not conform to its priorities. I remember some years ago when I was in the Diocese of Maine, my bishop in Maine telling a group of us about overhearing a conversation during one of her visitations at a very small parish in that diocese. It was an older couple, and they were talking. They said, "We decided we can take a vacation next year. Our church needs our money, so we are giving that money extra this year." Foolish? I invite you to think of a time when you poured yourself out for something beyond yourself, for the good of the world. Think about that time and what that was like. That's something about what it means to be a living sacrifice. I thought about this prayer when I was praying over this passage this week from the community of Iona in Scotland. "This is the day that God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will not offer to God offerings that cost us nothing. We will not offer to God offerings that cost us nothing." No, Paul says, God has done all of this for us in Jesus Christ. Therefore, offer yourself, your very self, to God, your whole self, as a living sacrifice.